And I have the privilege to speak to Angela Jones this afternoon, a high school teacher. And the Lord has called her to present a free Victory Youth Worship event. And this evening at Seringa Park, Avianto Estates in Krugersdorp on the 26th of September. Angela Jones, good afternoon to you, ma'am, and welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. Angela, tell us, you say that on Mother's Day, the 11th of May this year, you received a vision from the Lord during a praise and worship at your church. Tell us all about it.
Yes, yeah, so thank you. On Mother's Day, I was standing in praise and worship at church, and I saw Seringa Park filled with youth praise and worshiping God. So I asked God, okay, what is the date of the event? And he gave me the 26th of September. And then I said to him, okay, what is the name? And he gave me Victory, because it's declaring victory over the youth end-of-year final exams for the end-of-year for all the kids, and then obviously finals for matrix. And then he said it's also because it's declaring victory over the future, that they will stand up and walk in the purposes and plans that he has for them, that they will not be shy because they are young, but actually step up that verse in Timothy, do not cower backwards, you know, do not be ashamed that you are young, but stand into the purposes and stand and declare his name boldly and stand up for what's right in his kingdom. And then I basically said to God, okay, I will go in my school holidays to the venue, and if God organizes the venue for me and he sorts it out, then I know I must go ahead with the event. So on the 11th of July, I actually got confirmation from the venue, and then they sent me the quotes, and on the Monday, and within half an hour of receiving the quotes, I had somebody had offered to pay it. Within an hour, somebody paid it. So I was like, whoa, okay. I haven't even looked at the legal side, and then I literally started going through the legal side of it, and I met with the health and safety officer who's come on board for free to assist, and he actually said to me, we need to contact the ward counselor for the area. And I felt impressed in my heart that God was like, no, I must do that. So I said to him, please, can I have the ward counselor's number, and I'll sort that out. I literally left that meeting, and on my way home, I was going to go grocery shopping later, and I felt God say, no, go to the shop now, that shop. So I stopped, and I walked past this woman, and I felt like God saying to me, that's the woman you need to speak to. So I randomly go up to this woman, and I'm like, hi. So I just want to know, are you the ward counselor for the area? And she was like, yes, I'm one of them. So I said, okay, is this your phone number? And I showed her the phone number, and she was like, yes. So I was like, okay, Lord. So God has just literally been putting things into place with this event. We literally also had a security company come on board, giving us extra patrols and car patrols and patrols that are going to be there with the security. I would wake up, and I'd say to God, okay, Lord, now that I've got to do this and we're going with it, who do I phone today? What do you want? What is the next step? And he had me contact time and time each morning. He would tell me, okay, phone this person. And then I'd phone that person and I'd be like, hi. Before I ask you anything, I want you to pray about it and see if God stirs your heart in any way and then get back to me. And that's how we got somebody designed the posters, and all of it's got the symbolic meaning that God showed me regarding the event. And I've had some printing for free done, and God literally just stepped in time and time again for this event. He's just been so faithful. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Praise the Lord for that, Angela. Now, I hear that you are a person who likes to have all your ducks in a row and check the boxes well in advance. So this has been literally step by step in faith over another. And praise the Lord God Almighty for that. Tell us, the tickets are for free, and where can the youth get the tickets?
Okay, so there's Eventbrite, so eventbrite.com. If you go to Eventbrite and you look up Victory Youth Evening or Victory Youth Event, Praise and Worship Event, you'll find our tickets there. I have a Facebook page, a Facebook event, also Victory Youth Praise and Worship. I have an Instagram, Victory Youth Evening. We have a TikTok, Victory Youth 3. So I've got lots of platforms at the moment that have the link on them, but I think the easiest to go to is the eventbrite.com, and then you just look up the Victory Youth Praise and Worship, and then it comes up, and they can book through that platform.
Eventbrite.com.
It's E-V-E-N-T brite.com.
There you have it. And the tickets are for free now. Give us some information what will be happening on the 26th of September at the Victory.
Okay, so the gates will open at 3 o'clock and we will start at 4. We'll have a lineup of bands, live bands, praise and worshiping God. And then, so we've got about 3 changeovers there. And then we'll end at about 7 o'clock for ministry. Anybody wants prayer or anybody wants to get food, and anybody who obviously just wants to connect with a church or a group in the area. So especially for those that are coming that are not necessarily part of a group, because I've had quite a few people ask if I don't belong to a church or if I am not a Christian, I'm like, yes, come meet Jesus. Come.
Yeah.
So I would like to connect them to obviously churches or groups in the area that they can find a home, a spiritual home, and they can actually plant themselves where God shows them. So we've got the tickets going for free. The reason I have tickets is because we have a certain number that if we reach over 5,000 packs, we need to bring in more toilets and stuff. So it's just for, obviously, logistic purposes, and then also to make sure the vendors, because there's no food and drink allowed or beverages allowed onto the property. So the only everybody will have to buy there, and they are cashless facilities, so they don't take any cash. So that's the only reason, so that the vendors can also be prepared for the numbers.
Angela, you are a high school teacher. What subject do you teach?
I am currently teaching English, home language, but I have taught pretty much music, art and drama, natural science, LO, life orientation. Yeah, I'm a bit of a, but at the moment for the last about 8 years, I've been teaching English.
Lovely, the English language. I'm always fascinated by the past blue perfect tense, and I can't remember what it was, and perhaps one day I'll remember what it was. It's a very difficult one, isn't it?
Perfect past tense, pretty much. If you're looking at, so like Jesus' finished work on the cross, if you put it in that respect, so his work in the Bible, actually if you look into the way that it's written in the Greek and the Hebrew, it's actually talking about when it's perfected, it means it's not going to happen again. It's not a reoccurring event. Once it's done, it's over. So the tense shows that in the words, in the way that the dictionary is put together.
Oh, lovely. When it's done, it's finished and klar, and you can just, by faith, take it to be your own.
That's it. That's it.
Great stuff.
Done, you know, Jesus has done it.
Jesus has done it, and everything, if he said it, it is true. There's such a beautiful gospel song with that, if he said it. Now, Angela, I want to ask you now, why do you have this this calling on your heart?
I think for me, the youth are the next generation. And God said when Israel comes back as a nation, that generation will not pass before his coming. And we look at the world around us, and, you know, when I was growing up, and I think a lot of us, there was pressure, but with social media and the way that the world is at the moment, they are under so much more pressure in different areas than what we ever could imagine and what we ever experienced. So for me, it's so vital and pivotal that they're able to know their identity in Christ. Like, who are you? What does God say that you have? So that they can stand and actually not only be victorious in his name and in his kingdom and bring him glory and praise, but so that they can, you know, be the light out there to the nations, to the people around them, to draw people into God. And you can't do that if you don't know who you are and who your identity is. So I love it in the fact that they're growing. A lot of them are open to, you know, they're starting to experience life. They're in that throes. They don't necessarily want to listen to parents, but they'll listen to other outputs or inputs from friends and sometimes teachers. So sometimes a parent will say, and they don't listen, and then the teacher says the exact same thing, and they're like, oh, my teacher says. So it gives a good opportunity to talk to help just God use you as a vessel to show them his love and to encourage them to stand up for who they are and meet the creator of the universe, the God who loves them more than anything in this world. So, yeah.
There you have it, and thank you so much for taking time. Quickly give us .com website again, please.
Okay, sure thing. It's Eventbrite, eventbrite.com, Eventbrite. And they can just look up Victory Youth Praise and Worship.
Amen to that. Angela Joan, keep us informed what happened. And thank you so much for the past perfect tense. If he said it, it is being done in the past. It can't be repeated. He's done it on the cross. He has risen. If he said it, it is true, and I can believe it. God bless to you, ma'am, and thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you to you, too. Thank you.